Money is often seen as a path to happiness, but it can also be a source of trouble, leading to greed and worse. Japan has been all abuzz about the death of Kosuke Nozaki, often called the Asian Don Juan. In 2018, this wealthy man from Kyushu was found dead in his own home. The main suspect, his much younger wife, Saki Sudo. Despite some evidence pointing her way, they aren't strong enough to prove anything. A lot of people believe money was the motive behind Nozaki's death. So people have been talking, suggesting that his wife might have had something to do with his death to get her hands on his inheritance. But these are just rumors at this point. So today, we're going to take a closer look at who he was, the mystery surrounding his death, and what has happened since then. Let's get started. Kosuke Nozaki's life story is quite the tale. Born into a middle-class family in 1941 in Wakayama, he was one of seven siblings in a household busy with their liquor business. Growing up with minimal supervision, Kosuke was known to get into his share of trouble. At school, Kosuke didn't exactly shine. He had a reputation as a bully and wasn't much into academics, reflected in his poor grades. Eventually, he saw school as more of a burden than a benefit and dropped out to join the family business. Working in the family liquor store, Kosuke discovered his knack for business. He had a real talent for making the store thrive and the liquor sell. His parents appreciated his efforts, rewarding him with pocket money in addition to his wages. For Kosuke, earning money was the ultimate goal. After his parents' death, Kosuke inherited the family assets. It's unclear if he shared any of it with his siblings. Instead of sticking with the traditional business route, he ventured into being a loan shark, a yamikin in Japanese terms, lending money outside the regulated system. Kosuke also dabbled in other businesses like scrap metal and real estate. While these didn't initially bring in as much money as his loan ventures, his real estate business eventually took off, dramatically changing his financial status. Money started flowing in, elevating him to a position of considerable wealth and influence. Kosuke Nozaki was not just a man of wealth and power, he had his share of controversies too. Sources suggest that he sometimes manipulated business partners and friends into deals that ended in their loss. His affluent lifestyle didn't keep him away from legal troubles either. He was once tried for tax evasion. This behavior, typical of some wealthy individuals, made him quite a few enemies. He even survived a stabbing by an acquaintance, which showed the risks of his lifestyle. Kosuke's love for money was matched only by his passion for sex, especially with young, beautiful women who fit his ideal of tall and well-shaped. In his autobiography, he openly admitted that his desire for luxuries paled in comparison to his craving for sexual encounters. He reportedly spent millions to fulfill these desires. He was married at least twice before meeting the central figure of our story. Details about these previous marriages, including who these women were or if they had children, are scarce. Both marriages ended in divorce. In 2017, at the age of 77, Kosuke was looking to settle down and spend his later years in relative peace, preferably with a wife by his side. This is where 22-year-old Saki Sudo, a woman 55 years his junior, enters the picture. Little is known about Saki Sudo's early life. Reports suggest she experienced bullying, but later became popular in high school, meeting the standards of beauty and social acceptance. Before marrying Kosuke, she worked as a beautician. It is known that she starred in multiple AV films. Kosuke Nozaki and Saki Sudo's meeting was almost like something out of a movie. It happened in fall 2017 at Haneda Airport in Tokyo. Kosuke, struck by Saki's beauty, orchestrated a chance encounter by pretending to fall in front of her, playing the part of a frail old man. Saki helped him up, and that was the moment Kosuke decided to make his move. He asked her out on a date that very night, and she accepted. They ended up having dinner at a fancy restaurant, though whether there was genuine affection from Saki's side is unclear. Just a few months later, Kosuke felt they were ready to tie the knot. They got married in February 2018 in a grand and lavish ceremony. Despite the significant age difference, everyone seemed happy for them. Interestingly, their marriage came with a unique contract that exempted Saki from the typical duties of a housewife. The contract said that she didn't have to do any housework, such as cleaning, cooking, or laundry. It also stated that she will be given 1 million yen, which is about $6,600 every month. To outsiders, Kosuke and Saki appear to have a pleasant life together, often seen walking Kosuke's dog or enjoying vacations. However, the marriage hit a rough patch a few months in, with Kosuke considering divorce. Kosuke Nozaki's perspective on his marriage with Saki Sudo revealed some dissatisfaction. He felt that Saki showed little interest in caring for him as her husband. For instance, when they went out to eat, she would often enter the restaurant without assisting him from the car. Additionally, Kosuke observed that even when Saki purchased cakes and high-quality steaks from the supermarket, she kept these for herself, choosing not to share them with him. But Kosuke was found dead before he even had the chance to file for a divorce. So here's how things went down with all his sudden death. It all started just 3 months after Kosuke and Saki got married. On May 6, 2018, Kosuke found that his dog Eve wasn't feeling great, which was odd because she was fine the day before. He didn't have much time to think it over because he needed to rush her to the vet. Tragically, Eve didn't make it, and Kosuke was left holding her, obviously heartbroken. Anyone who's lost a pet knows how tough that is. Kosuke did what he could do to honor Eve, giving her a proper burial for prayers. But then things took another turn. Fast forward to May 24th, just 18 days after Eve's death. In Kosuke's house, it was just him, Saki, and their maid. Saki and the maid were watching TV, doing some chores when they heard a thump from upstairs where Kosuke was. The maid thought they should check on him, but Saki was indifferent, saying, "Let's just leave him. He's probably just upset." But as the evening went on, Kosuke didn't show up. It was already 10 p.m., and there was total silence from upstairs. The maid started to worry, so she convinced Saki to go check. That's when they found Kosuke not moving in his bedroom. This became big news everywhere. CCTV showed that the only people in the house that day were Kosuke, Saki, and the maid. No one else came in or out. That really got people wondering how Kosuke died, especially since he was in good health and didn't have any known issues, even at his age. The autopsy of Kosuke Nozaki revealed that he died from a lethal dose of stimulants. While some speculated that grief might have led him to take his own life, that theory didn't gain much traction. Instead, people were more intrigued by the possibility that someone might have killed him for his money. In fact, the circumstances of his death raised several mysteries. Firstly, Kosuke himself had stated in his autobiography that he neither smoked nor used stimulants. In fact, regular use of such drugs wasn't evident in his lifestyle. Hair tests, which can detect long-term stimulant use, showed no traces of these substances in Kosuke's body. Kosuke had also suffered from two cerebral infarctions in the past, which made him particularly cautious about his health. This further complicates the theory that he would voluntarily ingest harmful substances. Moreover, no injection marks or inhalation devices were found on his body, suggesting the stimulants were taken orally. Interviews with former drug addicts revealed that stimulants are less effective and have a bitter taste when ingested this way, though they could be consumed without taste if placed in a capsule. According to criminal psychologist Yasuyuki Deguchi, it's unusual for someone seeking the effects of drugs by ingesting them orally. All these factors point towards the possibility that Kosuke was killed by someone who administered the drugs to him, rather than him taking them voluntarily. Also, the death of his beloved dog Eve about a week prior was strange. Her death was dramatic and sudden, described as taking her last breaths violently in Kosuke's arms, which is unusual for a natural death due to old age. This brings up the possibility that someone might have tested the lethality of the stimulant on Eve before administering it to Kosuke. Also, the fact that Kosuke had pre-arranged Eve's funeral suggests that he was not contemplating to kill himself. In their investigation, the police exhumed Eve's body, along with surrounding soil, from the garden for analysis, looking for connections between her death and Nosaki's. However, determining such a link proved challenging. The composition of stimulants can change once they enter the body, and even if similar substances were found in both Kosuke and Eve, it would be difficult to conclusively prove that the same drug was administered to both. Ultimately, no stimulant substances were found in Eve's remains. This left the cause of her death unresolved, and it couldn't be established whether her death was related to stimulant poisoning. The investigation also examined empty beer bottles, but these, too, did not have any traces of stimulants. Despite the lack of concrete evidence, the investigators couldn't shake off the feeling that there was something unusually strange about Kosuke Nosaki's death. Mr. Yoshida, one of Kosuke's close aides, shared that the day before Kosuke's death, he got a call from him, asking to meet at his house for an urgent discussion. Yoshida thinks this might have had something to do with Kosuke's plans to divorce Saki. According to him, Kosuke wasn't the type to confront people directly, so he needed a friend's help to formally break things off. He's of the opinion that Kosuke's call to him and his intent to have Yoshida communicate the divorce to Saki might have sparked the incident. After Kosuke's death, Saki's reaction was, to put it mildly, pretty laid back. At Kosuke's funeral, she was allegedly seen smiling and glued to her smartphone as if she wasn't interested in being part of the funeral. She seemed unfazed, even as the media swarmed around her with questions about whether she was after Kosuke's wealth, especially in light of their potential divorce. Saki was visibly annoyed by these accusations. She claimed she was entitled to half of Kosuke's inheritance, but Kosuke's family contested this. But Saki wasn't the only suspect in the case. The police also had their eyes on the housekeeper, who had been working for Kosuke for 30 years and was there when Kosuke's body was found. There's this bit of info from a close family aide who mentioned that the housekeeper used to talk about how Kosuke had promised her a significant amount of money after his passing. But here's the thing, there was nothing about this in his will. However, after Kosuke died, Saki unexpectedly mentioned that the housekeeper was entitled to a part of his money, saying she heard Kosuke mention it. Based on this, Kosuke's close aide suggested that maybe Saki was trying to work something out with the housekeeper to get a piece of Kosuke's wealth. But none of these speculations have been backed up with concrete evidence. As the investigation hit a dead end, public attention to Mr. Nozaki's case started fading, with media coverage dwindling over time. The initial intrigue that the case sparked gradually lost its momentum, and it slipped from the public eye. However, about 3 years later, in 2021, a significant development occurred. Investigators found evidence against his ex-wife, Saki. Reports indicate she insisted she hadn't been upstairs between 4 and 6 p.m. on the day of Kosuke's death. But her iPhone Health app suggested otherwise, showing activity that indicated she'd used the stairs during that time. This contradiction made things look suspicious, although it's worth considering the accuracy of such health tracking apps. Digging deeper, Saki's search history raised more red flags. She had been looking at various stimulants even before the death of Kosuke's dog, researching how to get the drugs and potential suppliers. The plot thickened when forensic experts discovered traces of drugs in the vacuum cleaner and on the kitchen floor, as if someone had attempted to clean them up. It was also confirmed that she had actual transactions with dealers to obtain these drugs. The constant scrutiny and judgment from the public apparently got to Saki, and there were talks about her wanting to move overseas. This move could have been a major setback for the Japanese police in their investigation. Time was of the essence, and they had to figure out how to keep Saki in Japan, especially since they haven't found concrete evidence against her, despite their strong suspicions. In a significant turn of events, Saki was arrested on April 20th, 2021, 3 years after Kosuke's death, on suspicion of murder. She was apprehended in an apartment in Tokyo's Shinagawa Ward under suspicion of murder and violating the stimulants control law, and was then transported by plane to Nankishirama Airport before being taken to Tanabe Police Station. Saki was also accused of defrauding elderly individuals in Sapporo out of 60 million yen. Despite these developments, key aspects of the case remain unclear, such as the motive behind the alleged murder and how the stimulant was administered to Kosuke without raising suspicion. These are critical elements that the ongoing police investigation aims to uncover. Complicating the case further are allegations that Saki was conspiring with the Yakuza, potentially to acquire Mr. Nozaki's inheritance. She was also accused of attempting to embezzle money from Kosuke's company, although these charges were later dismissed. Very suspicious and insensitive for a mourning wife, right? Fast forward to 2024, and it seems like the investigation hasn't made much headway. Reports indicate that a will has been discovered stating that all of Kosuke's assets, estimated at around 1.3 billion yen, should be donated to Tanabe City. The city has expressed its willingness to accept this inheritance. Despite the will, Saki, as Kosuke's legal heir, is still entitled to a portion of his assets. This entitlement is subject to legal proceedings, which will determine the exact share she is to receive. However, if the ex-wife, who currently holds the right to inherit, is found guilty, she would be unable to receive any part of it. Kosuke's relatives have taken legal action in 2020, challenging the validity of the will. Last year, they filed a lawsuit aiming to nullify it, arguing that someone other than Kosuke had created the will. This accusation, if proven true, would significantly impact the distribution of his assets. Many years have passed since her arrest, but it's noteworthy that her trial date hasn't been set. This is unusual, especially for a high-profile case. Saki still denies the charges against her. One Japanese source says she has not been granted bail and remains in custody at Marunouchi Detention Center in Wakayama City, with restrictions on visitor access. But another source speculates that she might have already been released from prison. The uncertainty surrounding the details of the case indicates that the prosecutors are likely keeping significant information from the public. In an interesting development, Sumio Kinoshita, the housekeeper who was previously under suspicion in relation to the incident, took a public stance. In December 2021, she released a book titled The Housekeeper Saw the Don Juan of Kishu, His Wife and Seven Daddy Girls, which shed light on the events of the day of the incident and Kosuke Nozaki's relationships with women. This publication offers potentially new perspectives and insights into the personal dynamics at play. And that's the rundown of the Kosuke Nozaki's case as it stands. What are your thoughts? Could this be a case of perfect murder, or do you lean towards the theory of Kosuke taking his own life? Feel free to weigh in with your opinions. That's all for today. Thanks for watching.